You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Year three of our coverage from this great event, Todd. You know, every organization we talk to doing amazing things, changing the world.
Yeah, and based on the brief little conversation we had before we got started, we got some cool tech
coming up in this conversation. Say hello to our guest. His name is John Bezak. He's the Director of Business Development for Sidra. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Really nice to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. Pleasure is ours. Thank you for joining us, John. Before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Give us the 10,000-foot view of Sidra. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sidra is a process optimization company focusing in the mining, oil sands, pulp and paper, and agro-processing industries. Until recently, we've turned our sights on the water-wastewater industry. So the technology that we've utilized in those other industries, we're now bringing to the water-wastewater industry.
I've got to ask you, why? Why did it make sense to make that move?
Through our market research, we've determined the opportunity to be a very large opportunity for our technology in water wastewater, and we're very excited about it.
I have to imagine applying that technology to those other sectors. You learn some things, some successes and failures that that will enable you to come to market much quicker and more effectively. I mean, I have to imagine that's a true scenario.
Absolutely, and the story is a very good one, right? If we would have come to water wastewater 10 years ago when we were just starting. It's a fairly conservative industry in general, the people that we're dealing with. But with 4,000 installations of the SonarTrack flow meter on a variety of applications, it's a terrific and easy story to tell. And it catches people's attention immediately, and they're very interested in giving the technology a try.
Well, let's start with the problem. What are the issues that you're addressing for the water wastewater industry?
For the last 5 months, I've been meeting and talking with many wastewater treatment facilities, many engineering firms that deal both in water and wastewater. And we're supplying a volumetric flow measurement, which is part of the process control necessary for any waste treatment plant or municipal water operation, right? There's many different ways of doing that. We have a unique way of doing that. And we feel it's a very cost-effective, reliable, repeatable way of investing in flow metering technology and getting the information that they need to run their plants properly.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with John Bezak of Sidra. So ACE 14, it's the launching point of the SonarTrack flow meter. Tell us how it's going. What kind of feedback are you getting? What are people saying?
Yeah, people are very excited about it. It's non-intrusive technology, different than ultrasonic. These industries typically use magnetic meters, and that's a great flow metering tool. But to install a magnetic meter, you need to stop the process flow, empty the pipe, weld flanges. You may potentially need isolation valves, bypass lines. With a SonarTrack flow meter, really it's installed on the existing pipe without any of those other accessories needed. It has an extremely long mean time to failure. Once this thing is installed, it will work accurately and repeatably for decades.
Wow.
And it will supply the information that the end customer needs.
We'll talk a little bit about the implementation. I mean, it sounds a heck of a lot simpler than the traditional methods, but what is involved in implementing?
Yeah, it's a flow meter. The pipe gets prepared very simply as if you're going to paint it, right? There's a sensing band that wraps around the pipe. It connects to a preamplifier on the bottom side of the cover. The sensing band is protected by a stainless steel or a fiberglass cover. There's a connection made to an electronics box that outputs 4 to 20 milliamp information. And right, if there were a pipe in front of us now, we could do the installation in an hour or less. And
we literally, with two boobs like us, we could do it?
Three boobs like us, we could do it.
So it really is very,
easy.
Very simple. It's not just a saying on a brochure.
That's right.
It's real. You know, talk about some of the applications of this. I mean, you touched on the fact that it's already been 4,000 installations in other sectors. But talk about some of the applications for water wastewater.
The interest to date is on pump station retrofit projects, right? Hmm. There's many times when a pump station needs to be outfitted with flow measurement instrumentation. They like to understand their pump efficiency, the INI issues they have from rainwater and groundwater infiltration, right? Without a flow meter on the pump station, it's hard to understand that. So the choices are to cut the line, install a mag, or install a sonar track around the outside of an existing pipe, right? And a lot of people are very interested in that. Within a waste treatment plant itself, there's RAS lines and WAS lines, sludge lines, influent flow, effluent flow. Basically, any flow application in the water wastewater industry that's flowing above 2.5 feet per second is an ideal candidate for a sonar track.
That's a lot of candidates.
Yes.
Yeah. What? Talk a little bit about some of the financial implications. You alluded to it a little bit earlier. I mean, how much money could I potentially save on my current operations?
When choosing a flow meter, you need to look at the cost of the instrument and the cost to install the instrument. 95 to 99% of our cost is the cost of the instrument. The installation cost is very minor, and the implications on the process itself are very minor. Intrusive technologies, depending if it's a greenfield or a brownfield, on retrofit projects where flow metering is needed to have to stop a process flow, empty a pipe, bring in cranes to install large instrumentation, It gets very, very expensive. So we feel I know municipalities aren't necessarily bottom line driven, but they're obligated to spend as little as possible,
yep,
right, by way of their bidding process. And we think we fit into that very nicely.
It sounds like this would have a positive impact on maintenance costs, too. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely, positively. These meters, once they're installed, do not require any maintenance.
They don't require any maintenance?
Virtually zero maintenance.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Mag meters, they have a mean time to failure of 50 years, right? That's their testing in a benign environment. The sonar track has a mean time to failure of over 80 years based on the 4,000 that are installed and the number of issues that we've had, very, very minimal. There's no moving parts, no drift mechanism, and these things just keep working for a long time.
Wow. What kind of reaction are you getting? I mean, is there some suspicion, you guys are all about mining, what do you know about us?
Yeah. And so we've implemented a program to take all of the risk out of it for a customer that's interested.
You said take out all of the risk.
Yes.
I want to hear how you do that.
Yeah, What I'm in the process of doing now is looking for qualified applications. And qualified, I mean an application that meets our product specification and where there's a need for a flow meter. Sidra will build the hardware, install the hardware, and let the customer watch it work and prove to them that it will work on their application and do a good job for them.
All right. Goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that's. I don't think there's anything else we need to say here.
That's talk about putting your money where your mouth is.
Exactly.
I think on that note, we're out of time. Nothing else need be said, I think. John, where can people learn more about Sidra?
We have a terrific website, www.sidra.com. And my contact information is jbzak@sidra. My phone number is 203-626-3315. And a lot of people there. We have customer service lines. And feel free to call anytime.
All right. John Bezak, the Director of Business Development with Sidra. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Guys, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd. Water Online Radio's live coverage from Maze 14 will return for day 4. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be right back.